Hi, Summer Stagers. This is Harry, and I want to share my enormous gratitude to Bob and all of his guests for the gifts of this wonderful podcast. I can't tell you how touched I am every episode to hear your stories, your love for Summer Stage, and your kind messages for me. It is truly a gift. I want you to know that Summer Stage magic is still very much alive. We never knew that 49 years ago, to fill the world with love would capture the hearts of so many, and it still does. After the shows, I like to tell a little one, someday you'll be on our stage. A couple years ago, an 11-year-old magic maker said to me, Mr. Dietzler, when I was little, you told me that someday I would be on this stage, and now I am. More than a couple moms have told me that Summer Stage saved their child's life. You've heard those stories on this podcast. We can see every year how young people are transformed by the experience of working together to share what's inside them with our audience. As one mom said last summer, this summer changed the trajectory of my daughter's life. Whether or not she becomes an actress, she came in as a stranger and left with a family. Right now, I'm reaching out to that Summer Stage family to say, we need you. If the dream of Summer Stage is to continue, our alumni needs to embrace it. These days, my primary job is to raise the funds Summer Stage needs to operate. Now that we're independent and nonprofit within the Upper Darby Arts and Education Foundation, we depend on ticket sales, registrations, and fundraising. Every year, we need to raise more than $300,000 in donations to operate Summer Stage. That's quite a challenge. Upper Darby Township provides support in the form of scholarships to its residents, and we receive some grants, but we depend on individual gifts to keep us going. But I have some great news. A very generous alum has offered to match up to $125,000 in donations, and we have another alum that has committed $25,000 toward that goal. If 100 alumni pledged $1,000, their gifts would be doubled. Of course, every gift of any amount is a huge help. We can also make your donation a monthly gift. Like Bob, I'm also looking forward to the 50th season and alumni reunion next year and to see you in person. And by the way, the school district is completely renovating the theater and lobby with all new seats, carpets, and lighting. It will be ready to serve the next 50 years of Summer Stagers. Please help us make that next 50 years a reality by making a generous gift. Our website is udfoundation.org. Thank you so much.
We all have stories to tell, and they can be heard here. Welcome to Brave and Strong and True, a podcast that engages Summer Stage alumni of all ages. I'm Bob Falkenstein. Alana Barzell's Summer Stage experience began in 2008 and lasted 3 summers. She appreciates her experience and praises the program for its inclusiveness. I hope you enjoy our conversation. So come along and have some fun. All right. I am with today's guest, Alana Barzell. Did I say that correctly?
Yes, I think
so. Close enough? Mm-hmm. All right. Alana reached out to me. She sent me a lovely email a while ago saying that she liked what I was doing and she wanted to be a part of it. So we were able to make a connection today. So I want to welcome her. And my first question, Alana, is how did you find out about Summer Stage?
Well, I have been to Upper Darby for, I'm not going to say practically my whole life, but it is like a second home to me. I first came when I was 7 years old because of my mom bringing me to see the children's theater shows. And of course, I got that Summer Stage magic. Like, I was in awe of what I was seeing on stage. Wondered if someday I would be a part of it. My sister was a techie, so meaning she built the sets, did props, eventually became a sound designer. I'm not mentioning her name for privacy reasons, but it's like from that moment as a little girl, I fell in love. Like, my mom did play theater soundtracks in the car, but I mean, I've always loved the theater.
Wonderful. How old were you when you became a summer stage member?
So I did the summer stage apprentice program, which is no longer in existence, unfortunately, but I did the summer stage apprentice program in 2007 when I was 12 years old. And then from there, I went to Rising Stars in 2008, and my very first children's theater show was in 2009.
Okay. What was that first show? Do you remember what it was called and who directed it?
For children's theater?
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is a huge walk down memory lane.
So you said this was 2009?
Yes.
All right, I could look that year up. 2009, they did Honk Jr.
Beauty that was the- it.
Oh, okay. All right. Wonderful. Who were some of the first friends you made at Summer Stage?
So one of my closest friends I made, although she and I have now become a little distant, gone our separate ways because of her going to like master's programs. Like, I personally have been away from home for the past like year and a half, those things like that. Her name was Rachel Kohler. And on a rare occasion, we do still keep in touch on Facebook, but she was one of the very first friends I made. And I met her during the time when I was in the Rising Stars in 2008.
Okay. Now, in our pre-conversations, you mentioned you went to, or you live in Lower Merion?
Yes, I live in Lower Merion Township, and I went to Lower Merion High School.
Oh, okay. All right. What were some of your favorite shows?
As an audience member or like on stage, like in what context?
Both.
Okay. So, one of the shows, you can help me find the year. It may have been, it was either 08 or 09. It was Once on This Island. And one of the performers later on has since become a friend.
I Once on This Island was 2009. Okay, so did you see the performance or were you in the show?
2009, I saw the performance because I was 14, and so that was my very first children's theater show.
Oh, okay, okay. Did you have an opportunity to perform in any of the main stage productions?
Yes and no. I'm now 28, so unfortunately my time with children's theater and main stage has ended. Sad face. But I observe the Jewish Sabbath, which starts from Friday night at sundown and goes until goes until Saturday after sunset. And so that I completely missed out on my opportunity most of the time to appear in main stage. The one exception was in 2020 during the pandemic, when everyone was virtual, and we sort of did this cabaret style performance via Zoom, and I sang Maybe from Annie. Excuse my little bits of nervousness.
That's fine. So who were some of your mentors when you entered the program as a child?
Of course, Harry Dietzler. Like, not just me, but I have a feeling a lot of people would say Harry Dietzler. excuse me. Rachel Stevens, because she directed a total of, I want to say it's three shows that I was in between children's, it was, I'm trying to think. She directed the show I was in within Rising Stars in 2008. I believe she was the one who did Honk in 2009. And then she was also the director for Secret Garden in 2011.
Hello, everyone. Upper Darby Summer Stage is now in its 49th season of magic. Please visit their website, www.udsummerstage.org, for information about performances and ticket sales. If you are able to make a donation, please consider it. Summer Stage is now a not-for-profit organization and relies on contributions from good folks like you. Tell them Bob sent you. Yes, I can confirm those are the proper dates. What would you like to say to Harry at this moment?
When we came back to the Performing Arts Center, I had the opportunity to work in the slightly newer Theater Bugs program as an intern, a paid intern. And at the very end of the summer, at the Harry Awards, when I saw he had a brief moment, like no one was talking to him. I had a letter that was folded up in my hands and explained how I'd been seeing shows since I was 7 years old, which I explained before. And I just explained how grateful I was that he created this program, gave me an opportunity, and then even though he may not have read it right away, I had drawn it, actually. It was not like a card I would buy at the drugstore. I actually have strong enough artistic skills that I actually drew something on the front, and then on the back was my letter / card, and I labeled it 2020 only because we were not at the PAC during COVID. And then even though he did not read it right away, he caught me off guard and he actually gave me a hug, which I thought was very sweet. And I am an affectionate person.
Yeah, that's very sweet. What would you like to say to current Summer Stage members?
Believe in yourself. If you do get stage fright, like if you do get butterflies before a production like I do, like I'm still very self-conscious about my singing voice. If you do get butterflies, like do your best to push through it. And if you're brand new to the program, welcome to the Summer Stage family.
Very nice. How have you witnessed the Summer Stage magic?
So I had said this to you in an email, but I was diagnosed with epilepsy at a young age, and I also have like developmental delays, probably because of what happened when I was little. And everyone has been so nice. Like, and I mean, if there was like a few moments of bullying, like it was not to the extent you would see at a middle school, high school, or even on TV. And I'm so grateful for that. And there was one time where when I was in the secret, it was either the secret garden or Aladdin in 2010, because I was also in Wizard of Oz and Aladdin Jr. in 2010. There was this one girl who, I'm not sure if it was like intense autism or something else, but she was either having trouble with social cues or like expressing her emotions, and they still casted her. Like, I still remember it was Dawn Morningstar who directed Aladdin, and she and the other staff of the Performing Arts Center welcomed her and let her be on stage even though she was having problems. And so that is, in my eyes, and you can disagree, that in my eyes is huge.
Oh, believe me, it is in my eyes as well. I mean, nowadays, you know, theaters promote their equity and inclusion and diversity programs. You know, Summer Stage never had to come up with one. They always had one. Since 1976, exactly. They've welcomed everyone and everybody. So I'm not surprised. Exactly. I'm not surprised to hear your story. I'm glad she had the opportunity, and I'm sure that there are more that are going to be welcomed, you know, as time goes by. So thank you for bringing that up.
You're welcome.
So what do you do professionally?
Currently?
Yeah.
So I'm currently unemployed, nor am I going to school, only because I am in the midst of potentially moving out of Philly. God willing, I would like to go back to school if my family has enough money for it, or obviously the important thing is to try to find either a part-time or full-time job. But as of right now, I am not doing either of those.
Okay. When you perform, do you have any superstitions or any traditions that you like to follow?
Can you give me an example?
Well, someone once said that whatever stairwell they went down during dress rehearsal was the stairwell they had to use for all the performances. Or I knew people that wouldn't change their socks until the show was over.
That's funny. I personally have never had anything like that, but you'll find this funny. When I was in my last children's theater show, which was Seuss's Gull Jr. in 2012, You know how there's the saying break a leg instead of for people like us would say good luck?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a very popular superstition.
Yeah, so it was funny. At one point during rehearsal, my former cast, I'm now saying former because both of us have graduated the program, but my former castmate, Nikki Kirshner, came into rehearsal with a cast on his leg. And so I thought to myself,
oh.
there's the irony right there.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that injury was from, something during rehearsal or something that happened before he came, but I just found that to be really funny.
Mm-hmm. Were you around during the pickle?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure the time frame, but at one point, the tech crew would electrify a pickle before the show, and that was one of the traditions. So
no, I've
been told that if you witnessed it, you'll never get the smell out of your memory.
No, I don't think I was there for that. I was around when they had the confetti cannon for multiple shows.
Okay.
I don't think they still do that, but if there was like some like intense finale, the tech crew would sometimes use a confetti cannon.
I saw that this summer.
I was there for that kind of thing, but
yeah, I went down for Beauty and the Beast and for the finale of Be Our Guest.
You know, yeah, so it would be something like that.
The confetti cannons.
It would be something like that. I think the pickle was before my time.
Okay. How will the performing arts play a role in your future?
That's a tough question because after I finished children's theater and after I graduated high school, like, I had huge dreams of wanting to be an actress, whether it meant going to a strong performing arts school like Juilliard and NYU, or maybe even just something smaller like Temple University has a really good arts program. But unfortunately, that was not meant to be. But I still continue to see shows in Philly. So say like I went to the Arden when I was low, both for shows and a few of their theater classes. I know another popular place is Walnut Street Theater. There's others like Players Club of Swarthmore. Like, you and I could probably go on and on about this.
Mm-hmm. No, the Philadelphia and suburban area has wonderful theaters. So they provide opportunity for, you know, local performers. And mm-hmm. of course, you know, they draw a huge audience. I always tell people that, you know, Philly is, most people think of Philly as a big sports town. And I say, well, it's, you know, it's a big arts town. You know, it's a big foodie town, you know, with its sure. restaurants. So, you know, I get a chance to come home from time to time. I went to Temple University and I grew up in Upper Darby, you know, but now I'm about 65 miles north. So, I wish you luck. If you end up moving. Yeah,
and Temple is where I found out Temple is where Harry went. So,
oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Crazy connection right there.
Yeah, a lot of summer stagers. How have you filled the world with love?
I'm genuinely a nice person. Summer stage has helped me break out of my shell because when I was in fourth grade, I tried to participate in the talent show and wanted to sing something, but I had so much stage fright that I couldn't do it. And then fast forward 10 years later, or actually more than that, since I'm 28, fast forward over 10 years later, and I'm an outgoing girl where I might occasionally be a little shy if you first meet me, but I'm an outgoing, friendly girl. My friends can definitely tell you that I have a sweet personality. This program has just had a really huge impact on me.
All right. That's wonderful. What is most important to you? Being brave, being strong, or being true?
In my situation, it's being brave because I've overcome a lot, and this is excluding the stage fright I had talked about earlier. My story with the epilepsy is that I was diagnosed when I was 1.5 years old, and so I've been fighting and I've been fighting a battle, in quotes, since I was very young. And before my childhood rabbi passed away, he reminded me to think of how much I've overcome, especially my illnesses, meaning my seizure.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you could say that's a combination of both brave and strong, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm. All right, Alana, I'm coming up on our final question. Who would be your four faces on the Mount Rushmore of summer stage?
Of course, Harry Dietzler. Rachel Stevens has inspired me in so many ways after having her as a director for 3 shows. Chris Lunar, not because of him now being the current artistic director, but if you look at his background, he's done so much. Like, he's been in the professional industry in New York, and overall he's just like a really huge personality.
How about Dawn?
Sure. I mean, it's funny you mentioned her because she actually has known me since I was in middle school. She was, I forget, was a director or choreographer of my middle school play, like my 6th grade play. I don't remember if she also did 7th, but for 6th grade, she was either director or choreographer. I believe it was choreographer for Beauty and the Beast, actually.
Hmm. Well, I did an episode with her. She was a lot of fun. So if you haven't heard that one, I would recommend you listen to my interview with Dawn Morningstar. So, Alana, I want to thank you. You were a wonderful guest. It was my pleasure to share, you know, this half hour with you. So, mm-hmm. And I know this is a Friday. So not mm-hmm. only do I want to say goodbye, but I want to say good Sabbath.
Thank you.
Our music is composed and performed by Neil McGettigan. Please follow Brave and Strong and True on Apple Podcast. While you're there, please rate the show and leave a comment. If you want to be a guest on Brave and Strong and True, please contact me at braveandstrongandtrue@gmail.com. You must have a desktop or laptop computer running the latest version of the Google Chrome browser. It helps if you have external headphones, and a microphone, but Apple earbuds work too. However, Bluetooth ones are not 100% reliable, so see if you can borrow wired ones.